Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Nunu. Oh my goodness, it is so early, or it is so late, wherever you are in the world. Bill is at work, so it's just me in this very special edition of the show. Tonight we are doing this, you know, for the full moon. You know, this full moon, I'm pretty sure everybody has heard it a million times, whether you've looked through the Farmer's Almanac or on Facebook or just, you know, on the internet, period. You know, this is the harvest moon. And today's real question that we're going to be putting to our callers who call in to talk, or, you know, for, you know, a simple question to be answered, the question we're going to be talking to you about, as well as what have you been waiting to harvest, to yield, reap, etc. You know, if there's anything that you'd like to share about things that you've been looking forward to or things that you've been longing for. So, you know, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to be talking about some kind of interesting things. You know, a comet that's supposed to be coming down soon, raining down fire, so to speak. We also want to talk a little bit about some things that are troubling, about flu vaccinations, stuff about GMOs, just some brief things. Not going to, you know, rip you apart with it. And also some pretty cool stories. A story about Irina Sendler, and also we're going to talk a little bit about Tamiris. She was pretty awesome. If there's anybody in the chat room, you know, are you hearing us okay? Can you hear me okay? If anybody, if the person in the chat room could say if the sound sounds all right. Bill always does a sound check, and I'm just not equipped to do that. Mike signs. Thank you so much. Mike says we sound great. So, you know, a part of our show, of course, we do take calls, like I was saying before, but we have, you know, a method to the madness. We're going to be taking the caller from 310 first and the caller from 210 second, but, of course, we're going to get our show started a little bit. But let me just kind of kick back for a minute, and then we'll come back and, you know, go through, you know, some of our special stories, some of the news, and then we'll be taking the caller from 310. But we will be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio. This is Nunu. Number is 347-215-8421. And you guys be thinking about, you know, what you've been wanting to harvest, what it is that you've been trying to, you know, pull forward into your life. And we'll see, you know, what you got to share. It's Broken Earth Radio. We'll be right back.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call
Welcome back. Like I was saying, full moon, harvest moon. You know, what have you been waiting to harvest, yield, reap, etc.? Be thinking about that. And if you want to, you know, share and even get a simple one question reading done, give us a call, 347-215-8421, and call her at 310. We will be with you in just a moment. But first off, one of the things I wanted to share is some people may already have been talking about this. There's a comet. Comet Ison or Ison, I'm not really sure how they're pronouncing it, but ISON is actually the initials for the International Scientific Optical Network that discovered it. But anyway, it's supposed to rain down fire in January of 2014. They're calling it the comet of the century. It's newly discovered, and it's due to make its spectacular appearance beginning next month as it begins to its close approach and whiplash around the sun. That's my little sound effect. And it's what happens afterwards that could be a problem. Basically, there's a link. I put a link on our site, our Facebook site, so that you could look at it and you can kind of see the way it flows. It's something that's probably not going to, it's probably just going to sound like I'm saying blah, 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 if I kind of describe it to you. But it's basically, it's a sun grazer, and it's expected to erupt with geysers of gas, ice, and dust, and its tail forms while it makes its close approach to being whiplashed around the sun. Beginning that actually began last November. So anyway, read about that. I think that's something that you know, a lot of you guys will find really interesting. There's a lot more to the story, but just check it out, like I said, on the site, and it's called Comet Ison or Ison, I-S like Sam, O-N. It's the abbreviation for the International Scientific Optical Network. And remember, this is something that we should be able to see pretty soon. The next thing I wanted to kind of talk about is, you know, everybody has ideas about vaccinations, flu shots and vaccinations and that sort of thing. You know, I was just kind of reading about it, and the Fluzone flu vaccine, which is marketed to seniors, shows that 23 seniors died during the drug trial. And there's some places like CVS that are offering it at a discount. So, you know, if you love anyone that is alive, warn them, you know. I mean, of course, anything can do anything. It's just that, you know, it's supposed to be protecting you. So just be aware of that. I'm not trying to spread any fear, but, you know, just, you know, be aware that sometimes these vaccinations, and I know everybody knows about this, but they make you sick and they can kill you. So anyhow, the last story like this that I'm going to tell you about is just a reminder of some of the biggest food companies in the world that are using GMOs. Mars makes candy bars and other things, General Mills, our cereals, Kraft, Nestle, PepsiCo, Kellogg's, and Unilever. Unilever, they do a lot of I believe it's like cleaning things. But anyway, they're using GMOs. And they make up about 90% of the stuff in a regular grocery store. So, you know, it's so expensive to shop in the natural food stores. I know I used to work for one. However, there are some areas that do have the more natural foods, or if you can just stay on the outside of the store, which is not meaning outside of the store, but just around the perimeter. Don't walk down the aisles. You know, the perimeters usually is where we have produce, you know, meats, that sort of thing. Try not to, you know, go down the aisles, because that's where you're going to find things that are better for you. But anyway, Mars, General Mills, Kraft, Nestle, PepsiCo, Kellogg's, Coca-Cola, and Unilever. These companies make up 90% of the food at the grocery retailer, and they're all using GMOs, okay? Hold on just a moment. Let's see. One of the things I do want to talk about before we take the caller at 310 is about a woman named Irina Sindler. She passed away in like 08. She was 98. She's Polish. But in World War II, but around that time period, this is a woman who was a healthcare worker, social services nurse. And during the Second World War, she got permission to work in the Warsaw Ghetto as a plumber and sewer specialist. And what she actually was doing was smuggling Jewish infants out in the bottom of the toolbox that she carried. And she also carried a burlap sack in the back of her truck for larger kids. She kept a dog in the back that she trained to bark when the Nazi soldiers let her in and out of the ghetto. Now, the soldiers, of course, wanted nothing to do with the dog, and the barking covered the kids' and the infants' noises. Now, during her time of doing this, she managed to smuggle out and save 2,500 kids and babies. She was caught, however, and the Nazis broke both of her legs and her arms and beat her severely in interrogation. Now, she kept a record of the names of all the kids she had smuggled out in a glass jar that she buried under a tree in her backyard. And after the war, she tried to locate parents that may have survived and tried to reunite the family, but a lot of them had been gassed. And the other kids, she helped them get placed into foster family homes or adopted. And in 07, she was up for the Nobel Peace Prize, but Al Gore won for his slideshow on the global warming. So there's a movie. There's actually a movie that came out in 09 with Anna Paquin as Irina. So that's something. It's called The Courageous Heart of Irina Sindler. That's something that you can rent, check out, you know, look for. And I think I put a post of it on the radio show page as well. So that's something nice that I think that would be cool for the family to watch. You know, we're always looking for things for, you know, to be able to sit back and kind of share with the kids to, you know, have some discussions that can really open up some stuff about just where the world is and where it's going and the sacrifices that people make. When they realize that there's something that's bigger than themselves. But right now, what we're going to be doing is we're going to take a call. We're going to be talking to the caller at 310.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, can
okay.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Can I have your name, dear?
Alicia.
Alicia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Alicia, writing your name down. Okay. If you could, what have you been waiting to harvest or yield?
I have been waiting to harvest stable employment, a permanent home for me and my son,
mm-hmm.
a car. thought about a month ago, I thought that was happening, and basically the company, after I spent the week in Las Vegas, they fired all of us that they hired.
Oh, we spoke. We spoke before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been about a month.
Okay. So they did end up just telling everybody, they let everybody go. Like, we were afraid
they let everybody go. And basically now we're doing, because everybody, majority of people were relocating here. And so one of the girls contacted an attorney, and now we've retained him to do a class action on the company. Because they did everything wrong.
Right. They really did. Now, I know that the last time we spoke, we were seeing something come up for you. What's happened with that?
Well, basically, since I had been back from Vegas, I had been interviewing. And it was funny. I applied for an asset manager position with a company, and then they brought me in for a software trader position. So I had... The only thing, I was going to have one interview, ended up having two interviews the same day with two different senior vice presidents, and I'm waiting to hear back from them for a second interview with the COO. So, it falls in line, in alignment with what I really want to do, because I want to coach, train, and motivate, and, you know, that's because I was planning on being a life coach anyway. And I said, this would lay the foundation for me to be able to do so.
Right. Okay, so if for your question, out of all these things that are happening with you, what's your question today?
My question is, will they choose me for this job?
I'm going to ask you something, and this is something that I don't want you to feel like I'm torturing you with this question. But it's something that I always feel inclined to ask people, okay, when they have this sort of scenario. How come you left that interview without knowing the day you were supposed to show up?
Well, the thing is, they said that they were going to discuss it, and they said they were going to contact me at the end of the week. That's what they told
me.
They said they had... They had a regional retreat that was coming up, actually tomorrow, and they have to speak at that retreat, but they were supposed to let me know either way.
Right. They'll let you know something. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, we whenever I talk with people and we're coaching, we're doing interviews, we're building muscle. One of the things that, you know, we always try to do is, like, don't walk out of that interview unless you know you got that job and what day you're supposed to get there and what you're supposed to be wearing. You know what I mean? But I do understand that sometimes there's just some things that are just not in your control. I get that.
Basically what they're doing is they're looking to replace the current person because the current person is still there. So they're obviously doing things on the fly, you know, because they kind of slipped me in through back stairs, back door. It was quite funny how they did it. So, you know, they said they need somebody to develop a training program for them, you know, and motivate employees and stop, you know, they have a lot of turnover because they have no training program. So I was like, you know, I can do it.
Yeah, you can. For the challenge. And this is the deal. This is the deal. Okay. I'm feeling pretty good about this. I'm laying cards out. And it's like, you know, you're in this particular situation, what we're looking at is winning people over to your side. And it looks like you won them. It looks like you won the people. And this particular week, the Ace of Coins, which kind of represents the most important thing, like, you know, what's the most important thing in your body? Is it like, you know, some people think it's the heart, some people think it's the brain. But, you know, the brain is still, it's kind of like your most important coin because it's sitting at the top. So that's basically saying they're putting their heads together. And then today, the card that represents today, and by today I'm talking about Thursday the 19th, it says the things you put your time into pan out. So you should be hearing from them today or Friday. And then, and it says that you're the high priestess, which is somebody who is teaching, somebody who's training. And it also looks like there's going to be some, like, it looks like they may have you go somewhere for something, okay? But I'm telling you, it looks like this is something that's going to come, that's going to unfold. So let me know. Let me know how things go
okay.
for you.
Yeah, they said I'll probably have to travel, like, short notice for a couple of days to various states, mm-hmm. various regions. So, you know, they asked me, will I have a problem with that? And I was like, well, if I could pull off going to Vegas in 2 days and I got a kid, I said, this should be a no-brainer.
I'm booking my own travel. Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, just kind of watch and see what happens just over the next little bit. And, you know, next Tuesday when we're on at the regular time, you know, let me know how you're doing. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
All right. Well, you hang in there. Right. And I'm so glad to get to talk to you. And I'm so sorry that things, you know, are so bad. But, you know, just
I learned that I didn't even want to, you know, when I was in Vegas and how the situation was unfolding and how everybody on that property was unhappy, and I said, I can't work like this. I was so stressed out. It was, you know, I was like, I can't, you know, saying to myself, I said, okay, universe, I don't know what you want me to do, but I can't do this. And then that following Monday, they called me and said, don't get on the plane.
Yeah. It just, I mean, I just don't, something just really, when we were talking before, I just really felt like the whole business, the whole thing was just wasn't coming together. So, you know, you guys do what you need to do, but there, I mean, it may not even be there for very long. So, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, darling. Well, you hang in there and you have a good morning, good night. It's what time is it there for you?
It's 12:24 a.m.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so it's still kind of morning. It's morning night. Have a good morning night.
Okay,
thanks for
too.
Listening.
Thank
okay,
you.
Sweetie?
All right,
okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Do you remember, you know, the topic that we're kind of touching on today, the basic topic is basically, of course, the full moon. Ta-da. Everybody's been hearing about it. You can look up in the sky and see it. It's the harvest moon. You know, what have you been waiting to harvest? What have you been trying to yield or reap? You know, what is it that you've been trying to pull to you? And that's the question that we'll be putting out to you. And then we'll kind of slide into your simple question. We're going to be back in a moment. Play a little song. If anybody needs to get up and go grab a drink or stretch your legs, like myself, and when we get back, we'll be talking about one of the most amazing women that I have ever read about, and we'll also be talking to the caller at 814. So this is Broken Earth Radio. I'm Nunu. Bill is at work, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com. 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. And I'm back. One of the things that I thought people would think was pretty cool is Tamiris. It's spelled T like Tom, O-M, which is basically Tom, Y-R-I-S. And Tamiris was a 6th century warrior queen of the Massagete. Now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that word right, but basically, she was this awesome, amazing chick who didn't go out looking for trouble, but she knew how to end it when people came around her corner of the earth trying to start stuff with her. She was really tough, really wise, and I'm talking fierce, okay? Now, we don't know tons about her life outside of a single military engagement among the ancient Greeks. She was highly respected as one of the most ferocious warriors to ever live and a dauntless fighter who somehow managed to stand up to the mighty Persian Empire. Now, this is basically the short version of the story. Cyrus, C-Y-R-U-S, the Great of Persia, was this conqueror who basically made a name for himself in those days by going out putting together the largest and most technologically advanced armies the world had ever seen. And then he basically subjugated the most huge, I mean, it's just huge empire that had ever been assembled. And he was a genius at the fine art of basically beating people up and breaking all their stuff. And by 550 BC, because this is back when this was, nobody had really done a very good job of defeating him. And so, anyway, Tamiris was basically a nomadic type of people that carried, you know, scythes. And they are from present-day Iran or Afghanistan. And they were basically in an entire race of, like, Conan the Barbarians. Anyway, they didn't want to submit to Cyrus the Great, no matter how great he thought he was. So when he came into their town and started talking about how nice it would be if they became Persian subjects, nobody was buying that. Now, he asked for Tamiris' hand in marriage. And Tamiris, who had assumed total rule of her people after the death of her first husband, was not interested in handing over her power and marrying somebody that she didn't know. And she told him no. So, undeterred by this rejection, he resolved instead to take on her tribe, annex their land, pulverize them into the ground, and he ordered his men to advance across the Araxes River, the border between Persia and where they lived in, and I don't want to massacre the name, but Massagete. I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, they started building a bridge over the water so they could start crossing over there and taking over. Well, Tamiris was not afraid of Cyrus and his army. And even though he had a well-deserved reputation for traveling to every corner of the known world and basically killing everybody, she was getting really tired of waiting for him to build that bridge to get over there. So she was like, okay, let's pick a side of the river and meet up and we can fight. And he was like, okay, because that would save him a lot of time and energy. And he accepted the offer. Now, he decided that it would be dishonor to him to give even one foot of ground to a woman, and he opted to cross the river and fight on her side, okay? And since she was like, okay, She let him cross the river, and then they prepared for their battle. Well, Cyrus had this plan. He and his men set up this huge banquet, and it was filled with wine and food and other awesome stuff. And then he abandoned the camp to move his armies around in the battlefield. He marched forward, leaving the banquet tables guarded by just a few men. And just like he suspected, some of the army, some of Tamiris' army, came around and attacked the camp and killed the guards and started eating all the food and drinking all the stuff. And then when they were like, you know, basically trashed, they attacked him and killed a third of Tamiris' army. Now, unfortunately for our heroine, among the captured in the battle was her son. And Cyrus was so excited about this, and he sent a message to Tamiris telling her that he'd release her son if she would just hand over everything, all her land, her possession, her freedom, her army, her money, and marry him. And she sent him a notice that said, "Now listen to me, and I will advise you for your good. Give me back my son and get out of my country with your forces intact. And be content with your triumph over one-third of my army. If you refuse, I swear by the sun, our master, to give you more blood than you can drink for all your gluttony." He ignored it. Her son escaped, but he committed suicide because he was so ashamed of himself. And she decided, Tamiris decided, that it was time to stop messing around with this stuff and just go on ahead and kick Persian ass, excuse my language. Seething with rage, she assembled her armies, and she personally charged out towards the Persian lines, throwing every available warrior into the fray against Cyrus's battle-hardened troops. There was no trickery, no clever maneuvering, no diplomacy, just full-on blood vengeance. Even the Greek historian Herodotus claims this battle, which followed, I judge to have been more violent than any other fought between foreign nations, which is saying something considering that this is the guy who is the primary source for pretty much everything from Marathon to Leonidas, the 300, okay? Now, the insanity that followed people, they were tearing stuff down, throwing arrows, spears, daggers, cattle prods, bazookas, flamethrowers, who knows what else. And Cyrus and his men got the worst of it. They were backed up against the Araxes River, and without a quick avenue of escape, the bridge they didn't build, the entire army was completely slaughtered by Tamiris' army, led by her herself, and she defeated the most powerful man on earth. Now, after the battle, Tamiris found Cyrus' body, she cut his head off, and she dunked his head into a bowl of blood to prove to Cyrus that she was going to give him his fill of blood. Then, just in case there was a possibility that she had not desecrated his corpse enough, she pulled his brain out and turned his empty skull into a wine bowl that she kept on her dinner table for the rest of her life as a centerpiece to let everybody know that you're sitting at my table. And that's pretty much why women rock. We'll be right back. We're going to take the caller from 814, and we're also going to be talking to Kakilia. I hope I'm saying the name right. I hope I'm not slaughtering your name. But we'll be right back. Broken Earth Radio, 347-215-8421.
No. fuck are you gonna get up? Just how are you gonna get up? Like Ali in the jungle, like Nelson in jail, like Simpson on the mountain. With us like that, they were bound to fail. Like Keller in the darkness, like Adams in the dark, like Ludwig van. How I love that man. Well, the guy went deaf and didn't give a fuck.
Radio show. That's one of my 10-year-old son's favorite songs. I really love that song too. Everybody gets knocked down, but how quick are you going to get up? All right, and that song is actually called Ali in the Jungle by The Hours, in case anybody was wondering. It just makes me feel so good. The other songs that we've been listening to were The House of the Rising Sun. It's from the new American Horror Story soundtrack, Coven, which I cannot wait for. It starts on the 9th of October. South Park also starts, I believe it starts next Wednesday, and The Walking Dead starts on the 13th of October, for anybody who's waiting for that. We also were listening to Winter Song. Did we listen to that already? I think we did. I love that song. Wait a minute. You know what? I can't remember if we listened to that one already. I think we did. I think, yeah, we did. We did. Anyway, let's take the caller at 814 while I'm babbling. 814, this is Broken Earth Radio, and my name is Nunu. How can I help you tonight?
Yes, my name is Shannon. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Shannon. You know, we're asking questions. We're putting stuff out there to our callers about... The question tonight is actually about the harvest moon. Like, what have you been waiting to harvest, yield, or reap? You know, what is it that you've been trying to pull towards yourself that, you know, you'd like to have this moon bring down to you?
Well, I've been working on manifesting my dreams as far as having a farm and a healing center, cutting cord from generational energies, moving forward and on my spiritual journey, as well as providing a sustainable earth.
That's nice.
So,
that's really, really nice. Very nice. Very nice stuff.
Better relationships with my children, more abundance in my life. Yeah. So I've really been working on an array of manifestations and going for my goals and dreams and finally moving forward towards them. I've spent the last year in a huge fog in my life and have been through a lot of emotional turmoil. So I'm ready to cut those cords of negativity and move forward and continue to grow.
That's good. That's awesome. That makes me feel really good for you, Shannon. Really. Really good. Well, out of all these things that you're, you know, seeing yourself deal with, you know, with one question that you could present to our guides tonight, what one question could we get an answer for you?
Oh my God. I was going to ask if the guys had anything just to, it would be to be debt-free. If there's going to be some miracle in my life, I am so behind. Student loans, that's a toss-up. Jeez, it either has to do with my finances or a charge that needs to come off my record so I can continue school. I would say at this point it would be my finances, because that would really help me get rid of a lot of other negative ties and move forward in my life and be able to provide and open that healing center and business to help others. So I would say my finances.
Right. Okay. You know, one of the things that I want you to remember in your journey here, because I know you've had some rough times, you want to create a place for people to come to get better. And one of the things that you're doing is actually going through a process to getting better yourself. And it's like, you know, how can we, you know, do certain things unless we've been through it and we've climbed through it? And you're going to do it. You're going to do this. One of the things that there's some pretty big things going on here, but like I said, we've got to kind of keep this organized so that, you know, everybody can get something answered here. But there's a couple of things that I want to tell you, and I hope you can retain this information because it's so important. One of the things that I feel really fortunate to be able to see for people is your life cycles, because life cycles not only explain to you and me, or through me for you, it's that sort of thing, why things are happening, when they're happening, but also when they're happening, that sort of thing. That's one of the things that kind of makes life cycle readings more accurate than others. Like if somebody said, well, I think you'll meet a guy, it's like, okay, we can meet people, that's fine, but it's not about just meeting somebody. It's also about meeting somebody that really clicks, right? And it happens at the proper time. But anyway, you are going to have some life cycles that come up in about 4, 5 years from now, and also 6, 7, 8 years from now. Now, when I say cycles, dear, we're actually talking about the time between summer and summer. There's always something that happens to us in the summer that triggers what we're dealing with for the next 12 months. And I'm pretty sure if we went backwards with you, you'd be like, oh, my gosh, that's true. Because there's things that happen, and then you realize that this happens, and this happens, and this happens. So what we're seeing here is positive financial things happening with you during those time periods, which, and there's one of them, the one that I just told you about that's actually, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 8 years from now, so to speak, is called the Queen of Coins. And this is where you're really out of debt. The thing is, though, you do have some positive financial things happening before that. But to give you something to kind of to taste now, I actually do see December and January being great months for you, and also the month of March. These are more localized things, but in the big picture, these are places where it looks like your money gets on track. But you got to remember that when we have financial cycles, we also have huge ethical challenges. So that's why whenever it seems like we're making money, somebody's taking it from us, or somebody's sucking it from us, or that we've got a vampire on our back. Okay, so just, I hope I haven't blown past you trying to give you so much information, but you can play this back in the archives. But remember, you've got some good months coming up in the winter and also in March, but in the big picture, it's gonna take these cycles to get you absolutely, you know, where you've got all your holes covered up, but you're doing it, and I really do believe that you're going to have this place. I see you having this place. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Not only that, but I see you having animals. You know, this is not just, and by animals, I mean like horses and things that actually, like, give people peace. You know what I mean? So this is going to be cool. This is going to be good.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. I was equine therapy and things like that, and I'm looking forward to doing that relatively quickly and not having mm-hmm. to wait 8 years from now to do that.
No, you're not going to have to wait for that, sweetheart, but I'm just saying that this is a point where the other, like, whatever holes that you've got kind of, you know, you've dug in, this is where it looks like you're actually, like, but, you know, there's some people like myself who are going to have to die and come back alive to get perfect credit. You know, I just get it. But you are not one of those people. And I don't want you to look at 8 years as if it's a bad thing, because it's not. It's 8 years goes by really fast, because 8 years ago was 2005. It's 13 now.
2005, so, I was in college and doing so well, and 2010 just kicked my butt, and it's still going.
It looks like, when I go backwards, it looks like you had a lot of stuff going on with you and also some health things. But you're going to come back. You're coming back. Okay?
Yeah. Well, this year has been challenging, I will say. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening, and you hang in there, girl. Okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye. All right, now this person is probably going to kill me. Kekilia? Is that your name?
Yeah, you said it right. Yay! Yeah,
yay! Well, Kekilia, I'm so glad to talk to you tonight. And if you could just tell us things that you've been waiting to harvest, what would you put out there to the universe that you're waiting to start reaping?
I guess more balance in my life, have equal balance.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. I mean, that's honestly not easy.
Yeah.
So that's a tall order. What I actually suggest that you do, because sometimes when we need life balance, get yourself mm-hmm. some brown candles. Brown is the color that we use to help diffuse confusion. Okay? So but start out light. Start out with, like, you know, beige and tan, and then over time work up to the darker colors, because we need to amp it up every now and again. So that's something that I think will help you when you're meditating or when you pray. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you could throw a question out there, just a simple question, what would your question be?
My question would be, what do you see coming up in my love life? So throw a relationship question.
In your love life? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a particular person that you really want to focus in on, so that we're not just stabbing around looking for him?
Oh, no. I have no one single.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. All right. So basically, just relax, dear. And what we're going to do is we're going to find somebody. And then remember, when we feel inclined, when we really feel spiritually connected to somebody, we can make it work. We just have to work on it, right? So we're just going to kind of look and see when your next, you know, next new friend comes along. Hold on just a moment, dear. Is there somebody that keeps coming back around, but it's just not right?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because I, well, there is, I'm telling you, it does look like there's somebody who's circling around soon. When I say soon, I'm just talking like one step away. So just be aware of that. But he shows up as a traveler, so we don't want to necessarily lock in deep with that. And hold on, dear. There's another one. There's another person. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 steps away. Hold on. It's not months though, because it kind of looks like it's. Hold on. Is it? Let me see what this means. December. It's mid-December. Hold on just a moment. December in the middle. It's right here. Be aware. Well, actually, it looks like it's in the fourth week, so it's not really in the middle. And it's like. Hold on. I just wanted, what I'm going to do for you, dear, to keep this simple is just basically, you know, get you connected to the person, and then we'll just kind of see what happens. And the reason I'm saying this, and I don't want you to feel frustrated, is he actually looks pretty, he shows up pretty big. He does, I mean, he shows up as an emperor, which is kind of a big deal, which means that he's somebody that, well, it just kind of depends. Honestly, it just kind of depends. The only thing is that it looks like you guys spend a little time together, then it looks like he disconnects, and then it looks like he comes back and reconnects again, okay? But this looks like it's around Christmas time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But also remember, like I was telling you, too, there's somebody who's coming in soon, but he just kind of looks like he's not really, he's just coming and going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Okay.
All right, dear.
So,
and,
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Nini.
Okay, sweetie. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with another story, and then we'll also be talking to Mike at 210. This is Broken Earth Radio. If you want to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421. And in the meantime, be thinking about the things that you'd like to ask the universe for, the things that you've been trying to harvest and pull into your life. Sometimes it's little things and sometimes it's big things, just depending on where you are. This is Nunu, and I'll be right back.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street. But those were the reasons, and that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love. For the workers in song, probably still is for those of them left. Oh, but you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you,
My name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
We're back. I earlier at the top of the show was talking about the comet, and I want to say it to anybody who's just come into the room. There's going to be a comet that we can start seeing next month as it starts to approach the sun. And in January, it may rain down fire. So I'm pretty sure it's not going to be fire that's going to hurt you, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be amazing for people that just love watching the skies, astronomy buffs. So, you know, check that out and look it up. It's actually called the Comet Ison or Ison. It's I-S like Sam, O-N like Nancy. It was actually named after the International Scientific Optical Network. There are two astronomers there that discovered it last September. So just, you know, check that out. You can find us on Facebook under Broken Earth Radio. There's a link on the banner page. You can find us there. You can also find me. Bill's at work right now, so there's no reason to give out anything like that. I'm just kidding. If you want to talk to Bill, you can reach him through those avenues as well. But BillDoyle@live.com is the way that you can get in touch with him. We also, I have this, it's so beautiful. It's the world's largest cave. It's called the Sun Dung. And it's prepping for first public tours. It's in Vietnam, and it's the biggest cave in all the world. It's over 5.5 miles long, and it has a jungle and a river, and could fit a 40-story skyscraper within its walls. And nobody knew about any of that until 4 years ago. So the newly discovered cave has been touted as the largest in the world, although other caves vie for the title of the longest, like the Mammoth Cave in Kentucky, because it has about 400 miles of passageways. And I went to Mammoth Cave when I was a kid. And, I mean, they even have, like, night tours where you can see it. You can get inside of this boat, and you can actually see the fish, you know, the fish that have the glow in the dark, the electricity or whatever. So a local man discovered the cave entrance in 91, but British cavers were the first to explore it in 09. Okay, so a company called Oxalis, O-X-A-L-I-S, is running trial tours of the cave. So they're going to start real 6-day tours next year, and people are actually going to be able to rappel 80 meters to enter into it. So, I mean, you really got to be fit to be able to stay in there. They're going to be camping in there. It's, oh my gosh, it just looks so amazing. So, and there's even pictures. They have pictures of the algae. There's fields of algae, but of course it's grass and bushes and stuff, but it, you know, I guess it's algae. And there's tons of amazing pictures that you guys can check that out. The link is on the Broken Earth radio show page on Facebook. So I'm telling you, it's something that just looks unbelievable. But it's the Sondung, S-O-N-D like David, O-O-N-G cave, if anybody wants to check that out. It's the world's largest cave for right now, okay? Right now, though, I believe it's time to talk to the caller at 210. Mike, can you hear me?
Hi, Nunu. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Why don't you tell us what you've been waiting to harvest?
I've been waiting to harvest a relationship.
A relationship. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with loving and wanting to be loved. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So share with me your simple question tonight.
Well, I have to simplify this. do you see me and this guy working out?
I don't want to blast you online. I mean, on the radio. But is there a name if some people may feel bashful about giving names, but
no,
is there
no,
a name
no,
you
no,
wanted
no,
to
no,
focus
no.
on? Okay.
No.
What's his name, dear? Can you hear me? Oh, I think your phone is messed up, Mike. Your phone's been messing up all night. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. So, his name is Robert. Okay, why don't, I'm going to cut you off and try to call right back, and I'll be looking, okay? So we want to see if Mike and Robert are going to work out. Okay, let's see what's going on here with you. This is one of these answers that we actually need Mike to be talking to. There he is. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear
yes.
you. I can hear you. Sometimes people hit mute, you know, but anyway. Okay. First off, I want you to know that we don't ever want to accept failure when it comes to relationships. When things are new, you know, and people are sitting at a place of reciprocation, we are trying to maintain reciprocation. The reason that I'm taking this approach with you, my dear, is because I'm coming to a place where I'm actually seeing this fickle thing going on, where it kind of seems like Robert is sort of like just focusing on other people and things and kind of walking the fence, not talking, just completely disconnecting. And so it's like, you know, I think that is that already happening?
It kind of did, and so then I started doing the exact same thing, you know.
Okay. So, you know, when I look at these issues, one of the things that actually is positive is that it looks like you guys had a lot of fun with each other. And those memories are actually something that could bring him back around, okay? But you've been doing what he's doing. He's done the pullback, so you pulled back too, okay? Which is actually pretty cool. But if there is going to be a point of reconnection, I actually want to. I'm going to actually ask you a question because I'm trying to determine your timing.
Okay.
If I took you back to maybe 3 weeks ago, was he talking to you about 3 weeks ago?
Things were perfect 3 weeks ago.
Okay. And then had you guys been kind of dealing with each other have you guys been hanging out for longer than 5 weeks?
I think it's been maybe a month and a half.
Okay, because 5 weeks ago is, let's say, this is the 19th. So let's go back 2 weeks, no, like 3 weeks. Is that one, two, 2 weeks? We're looking at like mid-August. What was going on? How were things mid-August with you guys? You there? Did you press the mute button? Poop. Because I've lost you again. You may want to type it in the chat room. I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Oh.
You kind of.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You,
I updated yeah. this phone, okay. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
They were a little bumpy around that time.
Okay. And then 7 weeks ago, which takes us to the beginning of August, it looks like he was coming back around again from kind of doing a little bit of a pullback. See, the thing
would
is...
Would you mind answering
What now?
Oh, I have you on... I called you on another phone. Would you mind picking
okay.
that one up?
Let me get that. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay,
perfect.
All right. Okay, yeah, you sound awesome. Okay, so basically it kind of looks like when I take you back through time, you know, it's like I was kind of seeing some seesaws. There's some seesaws. Things have been good. But I think our timing is actually really good. So basically it looks like he'll be back around again, like, say, next week. Then he's going to fade out again. Then he's going to come back. You know, it's like I see a pattern. I'm seeing a pattern. And when I but the thing is, what's positive is that it does look like you guys have a good time. But one of my other problems is the type of person that he is. It looks like the life he leads is kind of opposite than yours. Okay, so that might be the thing that's kicking you in the butt right now.
Would you mind going a little bit? I don't understand what you mean by that. The life he leads.
What I mean by that is there's a lot of symbolism that I'm seeing here that basically looks like it says that it doesn't look like he's a bad person. It just says that the way he leads his life is kind of different from yours. It's opposite. Like if it's kind of like the Odd Couple. Now, but it doesn't mean that it's something that can't work. But it's something that keeps pulling him off in a different direction, and then he comes back, and he leaves. You know, and we don't want the seesaw, because the seesaw can mess with your head, mess with your self-esteem. It's just not what you want. It's not what you're looking for. And I'm trying to figure out a way to help you fix it, because your question is this going to work? But I actually am getting the answer of how it can work. Okay, but this is the deal. I think that, you know, because I'm trying to keep this short, what we probably just need to do is focus on the points where he's around, and then try to see how you might be able to, you know, kind of keep things engaged, okay? I think that's the best advice I can give you, because I just see this seesaw, but the thing is that it gets wider. The amount of time away starts to get wider, and so it's very frustrating. It's something that's really frustrating.
Do you mind if I intervene for a second?
Yeah.
I guess, like, if that's the case, then I really wouldn't feel it worth continuing, you know what I mean?
That's true. It's true. Yeah.
And,
it's true.
I don't know, Kyle's back in the picture now. So, I'm not sure.
Well, you know, what? Basically it looks like you're dealing with somebody that's going to kind of come and go. And you've just got to decide if it's worth it, okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember me at all, but we had a previous reading before. It's been a while.
Your voice sounds really, really familiar.
It was back in January, February time frame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you just keep plugging. I don't want you to feel discouraged. I'm telling you, I just see you so happy, at a point. I don't want you to feel discouraged, but you know, some people, and I don't know if they're lucky or not. You know, there's some people that I know of that have been together since high school, and then there's some people that have been with many people. But we all get those experiences, and I don't know if they're better at relationships or if they just take more stuff. You know what I mean? But it just depends. But you'll be all right.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Amy. I really
do. All right, sweetie,
it.
And thank you for listening, okay, dear?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. If anybody wants to give us a call for a reading, the number is 347-215-8421. Bear in mind that we're also asking you about the things that you'd really like to harvest. The things that you've been waiting to yield or, you know, to reap, the things that you've been working on for a while, whether it's been, you know, the calendar year, the cycle year, forever, you know, just you know, the sort of things that you'd actually like to have in your life. We're going to take a little bit of a break. And I don't think I played this song earlier. I couldn't wait to play it, and then all of a sudden I couldn't remember if I played it or not. So it's called Winter Sun, and I hope you guys enjoy it. They say that When she transformed into a butterfly, the caterpillar spoke not of her beauty, but of her weirdness. It wanted her to change back into what she always had been. She had wings. Not everybody will like it when you grow your wings. Maybe it's because they just don't like change. Maybe they've decided they don't think you deserve it. Maybe they think you should have stayed as you were, or maybe they are just dazzled by the sight of you. No matter, fly away. The sky's the limit, and you can do anything you decide to do, regardless of the self-limiting beliefs that used to hold you back, and regardless of the disapproval and criticism of others. And sometimes those people are family. Sometimes they're your friends. You know, sometimes they're people that you thought were put here to be here for you. Sometimes when we go home, it's just not good for us. Regardless, though, just fly away. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. Today's question for the people who are calling in for their simple reading is, what have you been waiting to harvest? What would you like to see in your life? This is the Harvest Moon, and I am Nunu, and we are Broken Earth Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
Ain't got no friends, ain't got no plans, ain't got no friends, ain't got no school, ain't got no work, ain't got no job, ain't got no
Incomparable, impeccable, multifaceted Nina Simone and Ain't Got No. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and as I was saying before we took our break, that one of the questions that we're kind of tossing around today is about, you know, what have you been waiting to harvest in your life? You know, what have you been wanting to yield, to reap towards you? And we're about to take the caller from 403. I think, are you in, is 403 California?
No, that's Alberta, Canada.
Oh, you're in Canada. Canada, okay. Well, it's nice to meet you. Could I have your name, dear?
Of course you can. It's Kim.
Kim, okay.
Yes.
All right. What did you say?
Of course it is. I've missed my wonderful friend, Nunu.
Well, Kim, why don't you tell us about the things that you want to pull into your life?
Well, we've had some things change with us recently, and Dawn and I are considering moving. And we just would like to know if this is going to be something that's going to open great doors for us that we think it might, or if we're better off to just stay put.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So you guys are thinking about leaving Medicine Hat altogether?
Yeah.
Wow. That is big. Let me see what's going on. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, and also, you know, I don't know if this is something you can even talk about. Can you talk about that case?
No.
Okay, all right. It's all right. Don't worry about it. It's still in the air, huh?
Yeah, I can email you, though.
Okay, all right. Let's see. All right. Okay. You know what? Let me tell you something. You can do it. You can do it. Not only that, I want to, are you guys actually having him chase a job first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Go on. You there?
Yeah.
Okay, what were you saying?
Yeah, he's going to stay doing what he's doing, but just other positions is what he's looking at.
Okay. Well, see, the thing is that, gosh, this is, if he's thinking about actually promotion, like looking
mm-hmm.
for a promotion. My time period is, I don't think you'll be disappointed with the time period, honestly, because it just looks realistic. With him looking, it's going to be sometime next year, and it's going to be probably sometime like summer, You know what I mean? So the kids will be going into a new school in the fall. And
okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And the promotion that it looks like he'd be getting would be a pretty big one. Like, you know, he actually could be going into the big chair, so to speak, because there's a big chair underneath his tushy. Okay. So, I mean, it's everything is different financially. Everything is just different. And so the time period that this looks like this is happening, I actually kind of see this being like April, May. So the only thing that could throw us off a little bit is that it looks like he's going to kind of go round and round in circles. But that card, when you turn it right side up, it still represents like whatever you put your time into pans out. But he's going to be kind of looking for a, you know, it looks like he's going to be looking for a little bit. But yeah, he's gonna do this, and it says that he's the big guy in the building, material gain as far as finances are concerned, the King of Swords, the Chariot, you know what I mean? All this stuff, the King of Coins, which is, you know, the type of work that, I mean, the King of Swords is the kind of work he does, but the King of Coins is the government. You see what I mean? So, I mean, it does look like everything's going to be falling into place.
Okay. And is it a good move for me as well?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, if we're focusing more on your sales, you can do your sales from anywhere.
Okay.
So that's something that you got to remember. You could do your sales from under the sea, and you also can sell your products because you can just show people you. And I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to, flower you with nice things necessarily, but you can. You can. And also, I never really got to talk to you about your recipe book. I know it's something that I meant to talk to you about. It's a good book. I've had to change some things just because, there's some things that I can't eat. But,
right.
I mean, that's simple. That's easy. You know what I mean? When you look at it, you're like, oh, okay, well, I can't have this, but I can put – I have to figure out how much, I can't even think of the word, the stevia to put in it. You know what I mean? Instead of the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sort of stuff that I'm talking about, just random things like that. But your recipe book is good. The quest is still on. But, there's so many things about you, and our audience has no idea. Kim has lost half her body weight. And how long did it take you? 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 years. So, I mean, so she's like a hero, and she's got, she's with a wonderful person, and their family is basically the Brady Bunch right now. So it's
pretty
like,
much, yeah.
It's literally the Brady Bunch. So, I mean, but there's so many positive things going on. But I'm going to tell you, if we just focus on your cycles alone and not that's what I was doing when I was doing this spread here. It's going to take you a minute to get back, but when you come back, you're going to be big, pretty big. And it looks like you've got a time period here called the Empress, which is about you as the mom and the business owner and all that kind of stuff. But you're back on top after your move. It looks like it may take you, and I'm just saying a year, just because you have a whole cycle that's about you. But remember, this Empress could also be about your daughter. It's just about significant female relationships, okay? And that's in two years. And if you think about it, think about how old your daughter will be in 2 years and just how everything, and even Don's girl, you know what I mean? There's going to be just so much about that, So it's a very female time of your family, okay, in your family's life. So it's like inclusive, not just exclusive to one thing. So you're going to be all right. I mean, I'm not just, I'm telling you, your cycles look good. Everything looks good. And your next cycle that starts next summer is just called happiness. But it's a happiness based upon what you do. So, but when I answer your question about him, about you guys moving, it basically says you have success based upon what you do. So if you guys just, you know, said, we're just moving to the caves, kids. You know, that's one thing, but because it looks like you guys are actually chasing his career, that's what makes this right. That's what makes this okay. Mm-hmm. And because you are your products, that's what makes it okay for you too.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. I'm so glad to get to talk to you. I really am glad to get to talk to you.
I couldn't sleep tonight, and so I turned your show on because I thought just listening to your voice would help me go to sleep.
I'm going to tell you, sometimes I listen to Bill, and it just knocks me right out.
You know, I didn't mean that way. I just meant in a soothing way.
I know what you mean, but no, in the very beginning of our relationship, he used to read to me. And he had this, there was a book that I got. It was, I can't even remember what it was. I can't remember the name of it. But he would read it, and it would just knock me out. And one of the reasons he even started making his meditation things is because sometimes he just didn't feel like talking after work. And I needed him to put me to sleep sometimes. You know how it is, because, you know, mm-hmm. I work such weird hours, I'll be sleeping, I'll have to nap during the day, so, but, you know, I joke with him sometimes when he'll be talking, and I'll just start snoring, but yeah, I understand what you mean. But I really am glad that you called, and I'm so glad that everything's going well with you guys.
That thank your life you so has much. Thanks to you.
So drastically in the past 3 years. So drastically it's changed.
Has.
And I'm so happy for you, seriously.
Well, thank you very much, because you were a big part of that.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're going to be a big part of my changes too, okay?
I'm excited. I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I'm excited to see those changes. Actually, your pictures that you've been putting on are beautiful.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I will talk to you soon, dear, and let me know what else is going on, okay?
I sure will. Take care.
Okay, sweetie. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and if anybody wants to give us a call, remember our number is 347-215-8421. The lines are actually open now. I'm going to play a nice little song, I think, that would be nice and soothing this time of the morning. Hold on just a moment. Oh, my goodness. There it is. We'll be right back. It's Broken Earth Radio. Remember, our lines are open.
Put my hand on her knee, and she said, "Do you want to see?" I put my hand on her breast, and she said, "Do you want a kiss?" Gently, 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 Johnny. Gently, Johnny, my jingle. Gently, 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 Johnny. Gently, Johnny, my jingle.
Sometimes I forget to mute myself, so if you hear me clicking away or breathing, sorry to be so creepy. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and this is Nunu. Bill is at work. This is a special show tonight because of the Harvest Moon. And one of the questions we've been asking our listeners is, what have you been waiting to harvest? What have you been waiting to yield or to reap into your life? And that's something that, you know, it's good to kind of focus on when we're trying to manifest, when we're in manifesting cycles, or even if we're trying to work against the grain. You know, it's really important for us to have dreams and desires and for them to constantly flow, to constantly keep rolling. You know, there's so many things that we talked about tonight, and if you're just tuning in or if you're just coming into the room, I hope that you'll listen to the show in the archives, because there's been so many cool things that we've been throwing out. There's a couple of things that, even though I don't necessarily like putting those things out there, Bill's usually the one that kind of talks to us about things that are harder to listen to. But we still need to be informed. We really do need to be informed. And one of those topics that we were talking about was actually this flu shot. There's a this was released a couple of days ago in Healthy Life magazine about how the package insert for Fluzone flu vaccine marketed to seniors, it actually 23 seniors died during the drug trial. Now, admittedly, they're seniors. Admittedly, people expire. However, you know, the article basically talks about how they're marketing the vaccinations in full force. They're even offering a 20% discount, you know, to people at CVS with it. And it's like being marketed to seniors. People over 65 being targeted to get the high-dose flu vaccine. So, you know, I know that flu is something that can hurt you too. It's kind of like you have to pick between the lesser of these great evils. You know, there are some products that you can take when you start feeling sick. There's acylcasinum. Don't even ask me how to spell that. But you can, I know it's something that when I was working at the food, in the natural food store, they used to call it duck liver. But it's made by a company called Boiron, B-O-I-R-O-N. And when you start feeling woozy, put that stuff underneath your tongue and it knocks it out. I'm telling you, that stuff works. So just, you know, it's at regular pharmacies too now. Check that out just to see if it's something that may work for you. You know, I remember Tamiflu as well, having to give Tamiflu to my kids because, you know, they make you feel like you have to do these things even if you kind of wonder if it's really good for them. Tamiflu is something that has been known to cause psychosis and impulsive behavior and hallucination in children. So, you know, it's, yeah. But anyway, I laugh because I'm nervous. I'm checking myself doing all these things that I usually kind of get told, why are you laughing? And I'm doing it to myself. But anyway, and I don't even have to. There's no boss of me today. But anyhow, we'll be back at our regular time next Tuesday. It's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK. This time around, we were having some issues the other day, and so I did it in reverse, but I had to do it alone because Bill's at work right now. You know, during the full moons, we do offer a full moon reading discount. It's $30 off both of our 60 and 30-minute readings. So if you want to have a real reading done, get in touch with us on Facebook. There, on the banner page, there's some links you can click. You can like our page. You can, you know, have things flow through your news feed that there will kind of inspire you or just kind of keep you going in the time in between. You can also like me on Facebook under Psychic Nunu. If you're looking for some distant healing or, you know, you are a regular listener to the show and you want to get in touch with Bill, it's Bill Doyle. That's D like David, O-Y-L-E, at live.com. But we have just a few minutes left. We have a few minutes left to the show. And our lines are we don't have anybody in line. So what I think we probably want to do is close the show out properly. And that's something that we don't always get to do. But remember, we'll be back next week. And full moon. Tonight it's the harvest moon, like everybody has been seeing on the internet and everybody's been, you know, listening to, talking about it. Think about those things that you're trying to pull into your life when you're, you know, burning your candles later on tonight, you know, trying to manifest things. Think about just everything that you really, really want for you. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys and, you know, those of you that need a really good, thorough reading. I can't wait to get to talk to you either. It's really nice. But anyway, this has been a fun night. Very nice and peaceful. Never done it this early or late before. Kind of liking it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I really do.